This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastana with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister and CPN UML Chairperson KP Sharma Oli presents political report in party's central committee meeting. Report outlines new political roadmap including justification for alliance between UML and Nepali Congress. Stakeholders stress for concerted efforts to establish Nepal's easy access to climate finance. And millions of people hit by huge winter storm in USA, state of emergency declared in 6 states. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and CPN UML Chairperson KP Sharma Oli presented a political report in the 8th Central Committee meeting of the party that began yesterday at party's central office in Chiasal of Lalitpur. The political report has outlined the new political roadmap and the need, justification and opportunity of forming alliance between the UML and the Nepali Congress, made an assessment of 6 months after the formation of current alliance. The political report further encompasses changing world environment and foreign policy of the country, reviewed local level by elections and building of decisive national power. Addressing the Central Committee meeting, Prime Minister and Party Chair Oli commented that the reactionaries are engaged in false propaganda against the UML. Meanwhile, the CPN Maoist Center's Central Committee meeting also commenced yesterday. Addressing the first day of the meeting at Dhumarai of Kathmandu, Chairperson Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda briefed the party members about the recent political situation and proposed to reach the public for the improving the organization of the party. CPN Maoist Center spokesperson and Vice Chairperson Agni Prasad Sapkota said Chairperson Dahal proposed the campaigns relating to the postal and east-west highway and valley-centric campaigns. Similarly, Chairperson Dahal said CPN Maoist Center would not collaborate with Nepali Congress and CPN UML in the upcoming organization. However, the chairperson proposed for collaborating with CPN Unified Socialist, Nepal Samajwadi Party and parties formed after separating from the CPN Maoist Center. Stakeholders concerned have stressed the need for more efforts to establish Nepal's easy access to climate finance. The stakeholders made the remark during a seminar on access of climate finance in local levels and climate finance-related project development organized by the Pokhara University in coordination with the Melamchi municipality in Sindhupalchuk district yesterday. Presenting a working paper at the program, Chairperson of Nepal Climate Initiative, NCI, Professor Dr. Madan Koirala, pressed the need to float a persuasive proposal to secure access to climate finance and to prepare documents backed by research. Member of NCI, Professor Dr. Sanjay Nath Kanal, stressed the need for enhancing the capacity of local levels to assess the nature of natural disasters. He advised the three-tier government, intergovernmental bodies and stakeholders concerned to cooperate for implementing effective program for climate change adaptation and minimization. The hearing whether to continue remand for investigation against 7 defendants including Rashtriya Swatantra Party chairperson and former Home Minister Rabeela Michani continued at the district court Kasgi yesterday as well. These 7 persons were accused of misappropriating 7 amounts of Pokhara-based Surya Darshan Cooperative. According to Kasgi District Court Registrar Rajan Kanal, the hearing from the lawyers on behalf of the defendants that began on Friday continued yesterday as well. He further shared that the legal practitioners from the defendants duo Leela Pachai and Chabi Lal Joshi participated in the hearing on Friday. Earlier, the hearing of government lawyers and the legal practitioners from petitioner's side was undertaken. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak says reconstruction of physical infrastructures damaged by earthquake, flood and landslide has seen rapid progress. Addressing the 28th meeting of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority in Kathmandu yesterday, Home Minister Lekhak said that the assessment of the damage caused by the disaster and reconstruction works would be speeded up. The Home Minister further said that decisions have been taken on the legal and economic issues required for the reconstruction in places where the disaster damage assessment has been conducted. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज President Ramchandra Podil has asserted that there is no other greater deed than serving humanity. At a documentary screening program organized by the Manav Seva Ashram, a charity, yesterday President Podil emphasized adopting good deeds like humanitarian service as a way of life to make human life meaningful. Expressing concern over declining humanity and morality in recent times, the president expressed his confidence that humanitarian service would inspire society to move on the right path. The head of the state also acknowledged the activism of the Manav Seva Ashram for the management of people left stranded from providing them shelter to medical attention. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has formed a Constitution Refinement Suggestion Task Force to suggest Constitution Amendment in view the context of necessary amendments to the Constitution. Party's acting spokesperson Manish Chah said the task force has been formed under the coordination of Chief Whip Santosh Pariyar. According to spokesperson Chah, the task force will hold necessary discussions in all the 7 provinces and make public the party's views after holding discussions with all the concerned partners and constitutional experts. Meanwhile, Rashtriya Swatantra Party Central Committee's meeting continued for the second day yesterday at Swayambhu. Acting spokesperson Chah said that the second day's meeting discussed the constitution amendment and interpretation of the preamble and the future course of action for all-round development. The Gautam Buddha International Airport GBIA in Bhairava has operated 729 international flights as of the 5th January 2025, with 45,573 passengers arriving and departing. The General Manager of GBIA, Pratap Babu Tiwari, said that there was a suspension of flights for about 10 months in between, and later the GBIA continuously worked with various airlines and local business to resume regular operations. General Manager Tiwari informed that considering the possible impact of winter weather conditions such as flight delays or diversions, the airport had proposed a satellite-based RNPAR landing procedure as an alternative when the chance to bring the instrumental landing system ILS into operation was impossible. In the last 2 months, November and December 2024, the airport handled 229 international flights and received 4,383 passengers. Additionally, 3,774 passengers departed, serving a total of 8,157 passengers, while 8,462 passengers transited through the airport. The commercial operation of international flights from the airport began on May 16, 2022, coinciding with the Buddha Purnima. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. More than 60 million people across more than 30 states in the USA are in the grips of a huge winter storm that could bring the heaviest snowfall and coldest temperatures in over a decade. According to the BBC, a polar vortex has brought frigid weather down from the Arctic to the central US, with extreme weather conditions accompanied it. Thousands of flights are delayed or cancelled, and many roads cut, with schools shut down as a result of the storm. Blizzards are expected to bring whiteout conditions to Kansas and Missouri, where a state of emergency has been declared. A state of emergency has also been declared in the states of Kentucky, Virginia, West Virginia, Arkansas, and parts of New Jersey. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur in the hilly region of Sudhir Pashchim province. There is also possibility of light snowfall at a few places of high hilly and mountainous region of Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim province, and at one or two places of high hilly and mountainous regions of rest of the country today. Meteorological Forecasting Division of the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has requested all to take special precautions regarding health, as the cold weather will increase due to fog and mist in the districts of Tarai Mates. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister and CPN UML Chairperson KP Sharma Oli presents political report in party's central committee meeting. Report outlines new political roadmap, including justification for alliance between UML and Nepali Congress. Stakeholders stress for concerted efforts to establish Nepal's easy access to climate finance. And millions of people hit by huge winter storm in USA, state of emergency declared in 6 states. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.